Girl asked for Mary Fagan's pay but was refused by Frank. Atlanta Constitution, August 3, 1913. Miss Helen Ferguson, formerly employed at the National Pencil Factory, but now working for Marcus Loeb & Company, was the first state witness put on the stand Saturday morning. She proved to be a little girl in short dresses, with her hair hanging in two braids down her back. Her age she gave as 16. On the stand she was rather timid and answered questions in an almost inaudible voice, but replied positively to each one. She was only kept on the stand about 15 minutes. For 2 years previous to the murder, she declared that she had been working for the National Pencil Factory. "Did you see Frank on April 25th, the Friday before the murder?" the solicitor asked after the usual introductory questions of her age and identity. "Yes," she replied. "At what time?" "At about 7 o'clock in the evening." "What was said?" "I asked Mr. Frank for Mary Fagan's money." "Well, what did he say?" "He told me that I couldn't get it, that Mary would be there Saturday and she could get it then all right." "Had you ever got Mary Fagan's money for her before that?" "Yes, on two occasions." "From Frank?" "No, from other people there." Mr. Rosser here took up the cross-examination. "When you got the money before, you got it from the man paying off, didn't you?"
"Yes, sir."
"Didn't you ask for it by number?"
"Yes."
"Did you on that occasion?"
"No, sir. I had forgot Mary's number."
"What time did you say it was?"
"About 7 o'clock."
"Was anybody else in the office?"
"Yes, two men, but I don't know their names."
"Wasn't one of them Mr. Schiff?"
"I don't know."
"You work in the same department with Mary Fagan?"
"Yes."
"How old are you?"
"I'm 16, or I was 16 last February."
"What office was Frank in when you went to see him?"
"In his office."
"There are two offices there. I mean, which one was he in?"
"Oh, he was in the inner office."
"Some gentleman with him, talking to him?"
"Yes."
"How often had you been there before?"
"Two times," the little girl replied.
"Ever see Mary Fagan there?"
"No, sir."
"Did Frank know your name?"
"I don't think he did."
Mr. Dorsey, on his opponent's conclusion, again took the witness.
"Who paid you off that Friday?" he asked.
"I don't know, sir."
"What did Frank say when you asked for Mary's money?"
"He said she'd be there Saturday and could get it then."
"That'll do," said the solicitor, and the witness was excused.